Hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry. We're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome to Hour 2 of the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. CJ is in the studio with me. Also, we have Mark from M&M from back in the day, one half of M&M. And if that weren't enough, Tutu Tom in the studio with me. Now, Mark in particular was just informed that our trip in the Turks and Caicos, the last venture we were on, the book that was written while we were on the boat is now released. You didn't know this, did you, Mark?
I did not. That's good news.
Now you know. Happy New Year to you.
Yeah.
So Turks and Chaos from Eric Douglas has just been released in electronic form. Hard copies are coming out soon, but I think he released it on Christmas Day, I believe. You could order it. But it's out now. A fun little read. I think you'll enjoy it immensely. Mark, your part, the fact that you have not read it is probably good because you won't be able to recall the book like Trump's been trying to do lately. Vinny Two Tanks is in it as well. Vinny, did you know that book is out and available on Amazon? I bet you didn't know this either. This is news to you. He doesn't even want to comment.
He's speechless. He can't believe it.
Yeah. Oh, actually, he already left. Or no, Vinny's there. He's there. He just won't talk, but that's fine. Yeah. Well, did you know that, Vinny? Here he is. I see him.
I kind of heard a rumor, I think, on your last show that it was available.
Okay. All right. Yeah, it took him a little while to respond. He had to run back in from the restroom, which is understandable. He's connected via the web out on the left coast. So it is out there. Booksbyeric.com or just look up Turks and Chaos. Hostile Waters is the name of it by Eric Douglas on Amazon. You can get it and all that kind of stuff. It's a fun little read. Incorporates.
When do we get our royalties?
You know, I think you better read it first and decide whether you want to get any. Yeah. No, you're in it, Casey. Casey, Mark, and myself, and Vinny Two Tanks, Butch, all everybody that was on the boat with us is mentioned in the book.
There's a kind of a, I don't want to give it away, but there's a part of Casey's little story is kind of funny.
You don't want to.
You remember what I'm talking about?
I'm not sure. Which part are you referring
to? The sleeping arrangements.
Ah, yes. Yes, there was that. Yeah, so, you know, let's just say...
Let's not talk about the sleeping arrangements.
Casey gets around. That's all I got to say. He is...
No, nothing like that.
He's a man's man. No?
No.
He's not that?
Hey, I was in Greg's cabin one
day. Hey, now, hold on.
That's just a rumor.
Yeah, and that did not end up
Look
in the book.
Look how defensive Greg got.
That didn't end up in the book. I had editing privileges.
You had to expunge that.
Yeah. All right. Well, it was a fun project working on.
Great story. Real fun.
It really was with Eric Douglas and his character, Mike Scott, the adventure journalist. Now, right before the holidays, you know, I was working with Eric to get that all done. I got an email from another author. His name is Devin Rigg, and he is on Scuba Radio right now. Devin, welcome. How are you, buddy?
I'm great. How are you?
Good. Happy New Year to you.
Happy New Year to you as well.
And he was nice enough to send me a copy of his latest book. This is called Eagle Ray. Now, we get a lot of these at broadcast headquarters. I got to be honest. I get a lot of solicitations from, you know, book publishers. And, hey, will you read this? I was like, you guys don't understand. I do a radio show. I talk for a living. I don't like reading, especially if there's no pictures and things like that. It's very difficult. You hear what I'm saying, CJ?
I love reading.
You do like reading.
Give them to me. I'll read them.
Okay. Well, here, take this. All You'll right. like this because I read this over the Thank holidays, you. And, you know, usually what happens, I'll get these books and I'll thumb through the first few pages. I'm like, yeah, okay, that sounds nice, whatever, and move on. I got to tell you, Devin, I picked up your book there over the holidays, and I could not put it down. I thought it was really well written, and you set a really nice picture. And that's what I look for in a good book. You know, it kind of takes you to the location. Now, this one, Eagle Ray, I don't know. How much am I allowed to share with everybody? I'm not going to give away any plot lines, but we could say what Eagle Ray is, can't we, Devin?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
All right, so Eagle Ray is the name of a sailboat that this guy, the character that Devin has come up with, you know, he has his own book or boat called the Eagle Ray. So how did this come to be? Was this like a lifelong ambition to write this book or what, Devin?
The idea started in 1990, and it's been rattling around my vacuous noggin since then. And, well, basically, the main character, Jamie, has the preternatural ability to hold his breath for an indeterminate amount of time. And he's a natural-born free diver. He's a water baby. Lives in Sarasota, Florida. Lives more or less on the bay. The reader, we haven't decided yet whether this gift of his is due to a curse or whether it is a genetic mutation, but at the base of it, he has a mutation of his erythropoietin receptor gene, which is what determines the production.
No, hold on. Mark,
is that like
head.
A bejeeber?
I just had an aneurysm.
Exactly. Mark, who is a rocket scientist, Devin, just so you know, his head almost exploded when you just talked about the gene. Now, what kind of gene was it again?
Okay, it's the gene that determines the production of red blood cells, and it's the gene in cetaceans, you know, dolphins and whales, that allows them to dive for so long and so deeply.
Yeah, see, I knew that. But, you know, a rocket scientist like Mark has to be educated. So I just had to stop you right there.
It's the new year, and I've learned us two things now on Scuba Radio.
Well,
it's amazing.
Hey, that's what
we
do.
What was the first? I forgot.
Yeah. Well, we're doing our job then. But yeah, it's an interesting little, it's not a flaw. It could be a superpower. It's kind of like an Aquaman skill that he is, Jamie, this character, has been born with or something, and you read about it in the book. You really set it up well, by the way. That's why I say the first, like, 10, 20 pages are like, wow, this is a really interesting story. And you have no idea where it's going to go, but a very, very detailed setting over in Sarasota, which I happen to be very familiar with, and I was kind of impressed that, like, wow, he was talking about the bay and all this interesting detail, and then there's some talk about free diving and some of the physics and things that divers, I think, even though they're free diving, you can appreciate, you know, reading about this stuff, like, oh, yeah, I get that. I'm a diver. I understand what he means and all that kind of stuff. I think it was really good stuff. So your background, obviously, is in boating, and I don't know if it's diving, but definitely free diving. Is that fair to say, Devin?
I would say, I've been an Aoi instructor since 2008.
Aha.
And I usually teach the skin diving portion. I haven't gotten as much into free diving as I would like. As far as boating, I'm an enthusiastic novice.
Well, it was detailed enough for me, and I would be in that same category as a novice boater. But I definitely got, you know, some of the terms you were using, and I love those kind of books where you throw in little elements of little nuggets of knowledge about boating or diving that you can either pick up if you're not familiar with it, or you appreciate if you are. And, you know, having that extra detail like that just kind of lends itself to the story and gives it a little bit more credibility. So the truth of the matter is, Devin, the reason I'm having you on, this Jamie character who can hold his breath underwater is really you. Fess up right now. It's you, right?
You caught me.
Okay. Well, you have to read the book. It is really an enjoyable read, I got to tell you. And this is your first attempt at this. Is that right, Devin?
Novel I've written that I thought was worthy of being published.
Yeah,
there's,
well,
real stinkers in the past.
Well, hey, you know, you got to start somewhere. But I'll tell you what, you're off to a good start. I mean, and this is kind of like a continuation type story. So you read the book, and you can obviously tell he's setting up a whole series of stuff. Once again, it's called Eagle Ray. You could just Google it or Amazon Eagle Ray by Devin Rigg, and that's RIGGH. Do I got that right, Devin?
Yes, it's on the paperback and Kindle from Amazon, and it's also an audiobook. Narrators did a terrific job.
Oh, okay.
And that's Amazon, Audible, or iTunes.
Very good. So, and you're a NAWI instructor. That's very cool. So, I mean, and I should have figured that because you could just tell by reading it. And you know, one of the things that does annoy the heck out of me when I read a book and I take the effort to do that, and then they throw in diving or free diving elements, and they just totally mess it up.
And someone always runs out of air.
Exactly. It's a bunch of hogwash, and you're like, this person doesn't know what they're talking about, and just totally throws you off. You won't have that happen with Eagle Ray. So go check it out. Devin, thank you so much, and Happy New Year to you, my friend.
Happy New Year to you as well.
There you go. All right, Devin Rigg. Once again, just Google it or whatever. You'll like that read. I enjoyed it. It was a quick read, and you'll thank me for it. Two fins up, at least from my perspective. More coming up. Stay close.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Come as a guest, leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explore Ventures Liveaboards. It doesn't matter if you're traveling solo, with a buddy or group. Explore Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. For proof, know Explore Ventures has one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. They're also the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. You've likely heard us talk about Explore Ventures Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise trips many times, and we invite you to join us on the next one. However, whether we're on board with you or not, I'll bet an Explore Ventures liveaboard trip will be one of the best dive experiences you've ever had. It just doesn't get any better. Save the St. Kitts, Turks and Caicos, the Galapagos, Maldives, Indonesia, humpback whales, and the Silver Banks. New destinations and itineraries are being added all the time. Call one of their talented travel consultants to find the Explore Ventures liveaboard experience that's just right for you. 1-800-322-3577. That's 1-800-322-3577. Or visit exploreventures.com. That's exploreventures.com.
Be an explorer in the other two-thirds of your world. Be the buddy who takes the kids in the aquarium instead of just to it. Be adventurous. Be amazed. Be a diver.
Divers in the Know dive with Dan. Divers Alert Network. DAN is the industry's largest association dedicated to scuba diving safety and has served divers for over 30 years. DAN provides emergency assistance, medical information, educational opportunities, trip insurance, and more. Whether you're just learning scuba or a veteran, a DAN membership just makes good sense. Sign up and take advantage of the many benefits DAN offers by going to dan.org. DAN, your dive safety association.
Surface interval is complete. You're now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
You're listening to Scuba Radio. 20 years and still sucking.
You suck.
On air.
Hey, hey, come on. That stings.
You can hear it on Scuba Radio. The world's first diving show, from Captain Ron to Jacques Cousteau, they all love Scuba Radio. On the boat or down below, if you want to stay in the know.
You ever think about that? I didn't know.
If you be pressurized there, you'll want to be there on Scuba Radio. Let's go!
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. In the studio, I got CJ, I got Mark, Tutu Tom. We got a full crew in the studio. Also connected via the web, Walt DeMartini, Barry the Boater, Casey from the Tobacco Hut, Vinny Two Tanks. We just got a full crew to kick off the first broadcast of 2018. All right, so by the way, I guess I ought to pull out the gift that I got myself for Christmas. Are you guys ready?
Yeah.
All right,
yeah.
So... You know, I travel around with folks like the Scuba Tune, you know, Scuba Dudes from back in the day that just did that Scuba Radio song, or the Scuba Cowboy. And, you know, I've been traveling with him a lot. And I figured, what could I do to enhance the performance you know, for the scuba cowboy. Well, for Christmas, I got me a ukulele. And just for the record, that is how you say it if you're a real ukulele player from Hawaii. So this is an ukulele.
Which you're not, so why are you?
Well, no, this is a ukulele, and if I'm going to play it, I need to say it correctly. So it's ukulele, not ukulele. If you say ukulele, it's like, you know, it's like you're a wannabe tourist or something, you know?
It's like, I mean, you're from Utah.
Right.
Greg?
Yes. So yes, Barry. Yeah.
Could you warn me before you start playing?
What are you talking about? I just told you this is a ukulele.
You've got about 5 seconds.
I want to remove my earphones.
What are you talking about? No, it's too late.
Dear God, make it stop.
Thank you. I'm here all week. Help yourself to the hot and cold salad bar. So that's the four chords.
That was pretty good.
You liked it, didn't you? See, that's what I did on my winter vacation. I learned how to play the ukulele.
The ukulele soothes the savage Barry the Boater.
CJ, was that a recording?
No, he's playing it live.
He's playing it live.
You're welcome.
It isn't one of those little kid ones that they push a button and it actually plays the
music.
All right,
now I'm supposed to sing and play at the same time.
Play something different.
Through the tulips.
Play something we'll know so that we'll know it's real.
I don't know the words, but it sounds like this.
Is that one of those ones with the little crank on the side?
No, that is coming out my backside. But I cranked it up before we started, so we're good.
Play something that we'll know so that we can show.
That's
Barry
all I know. I know those four chords.
Not the same thing. See, now it sounds fake.
See, now it sounds like a jeepers.
So you're playing this on crank? Is that what you said?
Maybe it could be. So it could be medically induced. Yes. Okay. Yeah. See, I got to learn some more songs. I don't know that many songs on the ukulele yet. But I'm going to learn the Scuba Cowboy song. So next time when we travel, I have my uke, and I will accompany the Scuba Cowboy.
Just play some random notes. It doesn't have to be anything, just so we can show him that it's real.
Okay. That's what you would expect to hear.
Yeah.
Wow, I could play the uke at this rate.
That is the tuning for ukulele, a four string. Ba-da, my dog has fleas. You're welcome. That's how you tune a luke.
Greg, I have a cigar box guitar where it only has three strings. You want me to send it to you?
Okay. What the heck?
Would that be like a bass?
No, it'd be
bass ukulele.
It would be a cigar box guitar. They make these. Yeah, they do. So that, you know, that's what I like to do. You know, for my New Year's resolution, I'm planning, whether he likes it or not, to join the Scuba Cowboy for some performances across the planet.
Man, just when I thought you could not possibly get any cooler.
I proved you true. I proved it right once again.
Hey, I heard rumor Pup was moving to Florida. Did that pan out?
Well, yeah, you know, he's not moving to Florida as much as he's performing now through, I think, like March or April. He's down here. So we'll probably check in with him next week. He knows that I bought the ukulele. He doesn't know if I know how to play it. But he said, if you learn how to play it, maybe. But the fact of the matter is I'm not giving him any choice. I'm just going to show up at his gig and say, okay, here, I got you.
You could be like that guy on the pool deck.
That guy?
The guy that always shows up on the pool deck. Let me play your guitar.
No. Right. It's not a guitar. It's an ukulele.
But same thing.
No.
Similar situation.
Totally different.
Just a tiny guitar.
When you tune a guitar, it's not my dog
sounds
has fleas.
Horrible.
It's not that.
Hey,
it's,
does Pup list his gigs on a website?
I think so. TheScubaCowboy.com. Yeah, that's what he tries to do.
Cool.
Yeah. So he'll actually be over in your neck of the woods there, Casey, over there in Newport Richie, I believe, this week or next week.
That's why I want to find out when he's here. I want to go listen to him play it.
Absolutely. And you can warn him about my ukulele playing.
I will warn him. I'll even take a sign saying, watch out for Greg and the uke.
And the uke, right. Now you know, though. I bet you guys didn't. You thought it was ukulele. That's what you thought, you friggin' idiots.
Yuckalele.
Oh, yeah, and we got two rocket scientists in the studio with us. Tom and Mark are both literally rocket scientists. And I bet you guys didn't know that, did you?
I was thinking about that for years.
Yeah, see?
That's the third thing I've learned.
Third thing that I've taught a rocket scientist today. That is a great way to start off 2018.
This is an informational show.
Well, I wouldn't go that far, but But it is, you know, there are little nuggets.
Infotainment.
Yeah, a little bit of that, a little bit of that. But yeah, you know, I know the Scuba Cowboy's coming down here to perform, you know, during his surface intervals, but he's planning to do some diving as well. And once again, the traveling road show of Scuba Radio will ideally feature the Scuba Cowboy and me accompanying him on ukulele.
What would you be? If he's the Scuba Cowboy, would you be like the Scuba... What's a
the Scuba Ook.
Scuba Hawaiian?
No, the Scuba Ook. Scuba, yeah. I got to come up with something.
Like, he would be the boat. Tonto to Lone Ranger.
Makes no sense, Barry. That was terrible. It won't work.
It won't work?
No, it has to do something with ukulele or diving. It has nothing to do with Indians or cowboys. Come on. What's wrong with you?
Well, you're the sidekick.
I'm not the sidekick. I am the enhancement. I'm like the male enhancement to his... Wait a minute. That didn't come out right. To the Scuba Cowboy.
You want to know where he's going to be?
Well, what was that, Barry?
Do you want to know where he's going to be? I have a schedule.
Oh, you figured it out. Okay, yeah, where?
Okay, well, forget today because today's already over. Unless you're in Cape Coral. In that case, he's going to be at the Rocky Troop Duo Topping the Tiki Hut.
The Rocky
Tiki Hut Bar and Grill in Dolphin Key, Cape Coral tonight, or today from 1 to 4.
All right, excellent. Yeah, that's why he's gigging today while we're on the air, yeah.
He'll be there Thursday, January 11th. He'll be there Saturday, January 13th, as well as the 18th.
He loves it when we're talking about him like this, too, and that's good. You know, thescubacowboy.com, check it out, and go see Pup perform before I ruin it for him and everyone else by pulling out my ook. Ukulele. Just, that's not what I call it, just for the record.
Scuba Radio.
Scuba.
Scuba Radio.
CJ, you have your eyes on that drum set, don't you? That ook, my ook playing was making you jealous.
It inspired me.
It does, yeah, because we have a drum set set up in broadcast headquarters here at Scuba Radio this week, too. My son got a drum set for Christmas, so I got an ook, he got a drum set. CJ plays drums in his real life outside of diving.
I'm stifling the urge.
Yes. So I don't know. Maybe we'll have to.
Plus, I think your wife would kill me because she's sitting very near the drums.
No. You can do it. I mean, yeah, you're right. She probably would kill you.
She won't let me back in next week.
That would be radio gold.
Okay.
Murder live.
Sounds like a green light to me.
Yeah. Why not? Yeah. What are you saying, Tom? Or who was that?
He's talking to himself.
Oh, is he just rambling? You know, yeah, sometimes these rocket scientists, you know, they start talking to themselves. They're working out, you know, some kind of.
Formulas.
Yeah.
Well, Tom's a drummer, too, you know.
Oh, Tom, are you? Tutu Tom?
Yeah, cool. It's been a long time, though. It's
been a long time?
Yeah.
Since I rock and roll!
I was going to say, that's where we're headed with that. Wait, what about you, Mark? Do you play some?
No.
No. Okay. So, a tambourine for Tom, or we got a tambourine for
the tambourine
for
man.
Mark. Yep. Yeah. So, I don't know, maybe we got a Scuba Radio band in the works. Me on lead, uke. Ook, I'm sorry. I'm screwed up. I can't believe I did that. That's so unlike me.
Mistake.
Yeah. I don't do those. Never. Anyway, okay, so we are going to talk about some diving stuff. There are a couple little stories that I want to dive
great,
into.
Great, so if you've just joined us, you've missed nothing.
What? No, that's not true. We've set the...
The real show starts now.
No, we've been laying the groundwork for our New Year's resolutions for diving, where we want to go. And
underwater.
Okay,
you didn't ask everyone where they wanted to go.
Well, I assume you have one then, Barry, the boater, right?
Well, there are two things I want to do. I want to see a lobster walk. You've had the privilege of seeing it.
I saw a lobster walk with you on
your
boat.
Yeah, but I was on the boat.
Well, you're Barry the boater. That's what you do. And while Barry was boating, I was lobster watching, walking, or watching a lobster walk. One of those.
Ooking.
Yeah. Oogling lobsters. Many of them. So, okay, we'll find out where what else he has on this list next. Stay tuned.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Scuba Radio. Scuba Radio.
I didn't know this about you, Summer, that you are in your time off. You're a scuba diver.
Yeah, since I'm 10.
Since you're 10, but like you...
And I'm 50. No. I was diving before you were born.
And I am going up. Oh, I'm going up. I'm going up. Oh, I'm going up.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. We are going under here on the world's first radio show devoted to diving and, you know, talking about where we want to dive in 2018. Barry says he wants to see a lobster walk, and who doesn't? By the way, am I the only one as part of the crew today that has seen that? Have you ever seen a lobster walk, Mark?
I have never seen one.
Tutu Tom, what about you?
Never.
Not even out on the left coast?
Nope.
Who else? Let's see. I don't know, Vinny Two Tanks, have you ever seen lobster walk?
Yes, I have.
You have? Out there in California?
Oh, yeah.
Really? So, I mean, were they lined up in a conga line?
No, just a few out in the sand. They got caught out in the sand, not
okay.
A bunch of them, no.
They were just bunched together a little bit like that.
Yeah, right.
Got it. What about you, Casey? Have you ever seen a lobster walk?
Yes, I've actually seen one off West Palm, but it was not seasoned.
Well, of course, when they know they can't be caught.
No, and it's an amazing sight to see them all lined out going somewhere. I don't know where they're headed, but no, it was not seasoned, so I just had to drool into my regulator.
Yeah, well, they were dancing. They were doing the happy dance, maybe, a happy conga dance.
You know, when I see lobster, you know what they're doing?
What are they doing?
Hiding, like the cowards they are.
I thought you were going to say...
Quivering in fear.
I thought you were... when you see lobster... You just see them on your plate.
If I'm lucky.
If you're lucky. That's what I was going to say. Because you haven't caught as many as me.
No.
Or Barry. But you've caught some.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you haven't seen a lobster walk. Is that on your list, though?
Eh.
No, you don't care?
I don't expect it. I mean, don't you have to hit that just right after a storm?
Well, in theory, yeah. You do. I don't know. Did they have any lobster walks last year, Barry? Down there in South Florida?
I'm pretty sure they did, but I didn't get a chance. I was cleaning up after that last storm.
Yeah. I hadn't really... I heard that the lobsters were out and, you know, they were, you know, after the storm, they were out and catching them a lot, but I didn't necessarily hear about a real lobster walk, per se. But
I heard that it has something to do with the phases of the moon, too.
Yes. If you go underwater and you moon the lobster before... You catch them, they have a tendency to come out and find a crack closer
to... Actually, I heard that if you moon them, Greg, they just go into shock and they're easier to grab. I didn't hear the other.
Well, when they scooch into the cracks and crevices of after a mooning...
should not be put in the same senses as scooching into the cracks.
Oh, you put those two together. That's weird. Interesting. All right. Well, anyway, Barry, I know lobster walk is on your list. What else? What was the other thing you wanted to do?
Oh, the other thing was, and I don't know if anyone's ever done this, but, you know, when the scallop season starts, they take you out there and give you a couple buckets. I want to go collect those.
You want to collect buckets? What's wrong with
buckets
you?
Buckets of scallops.
Oh, okay.
Duh, that's why they call it a bucket list.
Ah, of course. That makes sense.
Thank you, CJ.
Yeah. Yeah, well, that would be fun. You do that out on the west coast of Florida. Over
yeah,
there,
I haven't done that yet.
Yeah, I did that once. I've done that. And then we cleaned them.
Would you do it again?
Well, I would. I don't want to clean them, though. I'm not a big scallop cleaner. I don't like it. It's a lot of work. And you need... we used a shop vac. And trust me, you do not want to be the person stuck with the job of having to clean the shop vac after cleaning up a bucket of scallops. You hear what I'm saying? Yes.
I can't even begin to imagine how a shop vac gets involved with that.
Well, you pry the scallop open. They're, you know, like a clam-looking shellfish thing. You have a scalloping knife, and it kind of you wedge it in there, pop it apart, right? And that takes a little effort, not too hard. And then you you see all the goo in there, and the scallop, the meaty part that you eat, is like in the middle of the shell, and it's surrounded by all this booger-like substance. Really delicious.
Yeah, this sounds delicious.
Yeah, and you take the hose from the shop back, and you suck all those guts off around the good meat, and then you cut off the good meat piece.
A chartreuse, an umber mass of gluey fluid.
Yeah, that pretty much sums it up. And
maybe I'll just go to a restaurant and eat in there.
You could do that, but that would take away the whole experience. When you do catch them like that, it is a lot of fun to eat them afterwards.
Especially if there's some yahoo on the dock playing a uke.
It's ook, you idiot. So,
sorry.
Isn't that what you say when you open the scallop? You go, ook.
Yeah, maybe. All right, so, okay, so after all that descriptive talk, is it still on your list, Barry?
Yeah, I want to try it.
You should. I would highly recommend it. It's a lot of fun to do it.
Do you need a guide? Like, I wouldn't know where to go.
Well, I think you could probably ask around on the dock. You got to, obviously you got to go when it's in season. I don't know when Florida scallop season is open. It might be open now.
Do the scallops walk?
They actually swim, and they're usually in grassy type of coastal water, intercoastal areas of like north of Tampa.
He's having a stroke. Somebody check him.
Well, yeah, it'd be like any other show.
Brackish.
It can be clear water. We went out. It was a beautiful day, and we weren't in like maybe 10 feet of water. So we were snorkeling for them, and there was seagrass beds, and they'd have a tendency to just hang out in the seagrass. And actually, it's kind of like Easter egg hunting, because the scallops are just sitting there laying there in the seagrass. You just look between the seagrass, like, oh, there's one. You grab it and stick it in your bucket.
Sweet.
And they could move, but if they kind of move their shells and they kind of jet propulsion themselves through the water. It's kind of freaky looking, these scallops, when they swim.
Did you cook them up when you were done?
Well, yeah, we ate them.
How were they?
They taste like scallops.
No, I mean, because fresh caught is so much better than getting it somewhere else.
Well, maybe. I honestly don't really remember. I just went over to enjoy the experience, to say I'd been there, done that. I will tell you the challenge.
And then not remember it.
Well, no, I do. I don't remember eating them, because I don't remember. I may not have stayed long enough to eat the things. I watched after the cleaning. I kind of lost my appetite after having, to help clean the shop vac.
Well, you eat oysters,
kinda
don't you?
Kind of killed my appetite. You hear what I'm saying? Yeah, well, trust me. If you had to clean the shop vac after it was loaded with scallop guts, not the most appealing thing whatsoever. Hey, who's ready to eat? and the smell was not really the best. But the activity of doing it was a lot of fun. It's not super challenging. It's just a matter of knowing where are the scallops hanging. And if you go to the right place, you'd swim every 10 feet or so. Oh, there's one. Let me grab that. And you just pick it up and throw it in the bucket. There's not really a big challenge. There's not a whole lot to it other than finding out where they are. Unlike lobster hunting, where you actually have to grab them, have a little bit of skill to either tickle them out from a crevice and into your net, or loop them with a looper in Florida is what we use, or grab them by hand, is if any two tanks and Tom can attest to out there on the left coast. By the way, Tom, have you lobstered out there in California?
Not as much as Vinny. I think he's the champion.
Really? He's the left coast lobster slayer.
Yeah, yeah.
Really? Why is that? Just more experience?
I remember the record lobster he's been talking about.
Yeah, this monster lobster. I mean, him and Butch were telling me about that when we were on the boat.
Yeah, something last like, bigger than him or something.
It was a monster. Yeah. Lobzilla. They caught it, him and Butch.
We have photographic proof.
Yeah, yeah. No, I remember hearing all about this lobster.
Weren't you dancing with that? Or Butch was dancing with it?
I didn't hear about that part of the story.
Okay.
With the tutu?
No, that's with going too far.
Yeah. Yeah, but he was dancing with the lobster is what you're saying.
Yeah, I think so.
How big? How many pounds?
What do you think there, Vinny? That lobster, monster lobster you caught?
We didn't weigh it, but we had enough lobster to eat it. We got to the point to where we said, I can't believe I'm going to say this. We can't eat any more lobster.
Wow, that's a lot of lobster. Mm-hmm. Okay. But you have caught some left coast lobster, though, right, Tom?
No, I have not.
You have never? Have you never went and made the attempt?
I don't go in the cold water too often.
Ah, so smart even though man. He's out there on the left coast, he came to Florida to go diving, right, Mark?
He did.
And, of course, the temperatures suck here right now. So
I came to either dive or go golfing. I could do neither.
So you came here.
Too cold.
We were his third choice. Or were there other ones you would like to put before this as well?
He did go see the mouse, so there was that.
Okay. He got a little bit of Mickey Mouse stuff in, and then came in, coming to the scuba radio facility. Or did he just come because you came, Mark?
Yep.
Oh.
He trails me wherever I go.
All right. He had no choice in the matter.
Sucker fish.
That explains it. Scuba
Radio. Would you like to talk diving? Greg the Dive Master's all toweled down and ready to take your call now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
Come as a guest, leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explore Ventures Liveaboards. It doesn't matter if you're traveling solo, with a buddy or group. Explore Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. For proof, know Explore Ventures has one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. They're also the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. You've likely heard us talk about Explore Ventures Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise trips many times, and we invite you to join us on the next one. However, whether we're on board with you or not, I'll bet an Explore Ventures liveaboard trip will be one of the best dive experiences you've ever had. It just doesn't get any better. Save a St. Kitts, Turks and Caicos, the Galapagos, Maldives, Indonesia, humpback whales, and the Silver Banks. New destinations and itineraries are being added all the time. Call one of their talented travel consultants to find the Explore Ventures liveaboard experience that's just right for you. 1-800-322-3577. That's 1-800-322-3577. Or visit exploreventures.com. That's exploreventures.com.
Traffic sucks, unless you're scuba diving with Mike Scott.
Mike glanced down at his dive computer. It showed less than 50 PSI left in his tank. Probably just a few more breaths.
Or riding shotgun in a thrilling car chase.
One bullet hit the Jeep's windshield, spiderwebbing the passenger side. Mike shifted into second gear and felt the Jeep leap forward. This just got serious.
Escape your commute with audiobooks from author Eric Douglas. Download to your phone. Go to booksbyeric.com or audible.com.
Obviously, we have it pretty good here at Scuba Radio, but why let us have all the fun? Dive into scubaradio.com and allow us to share the joy. It's all there, from cool monthly giveaways to info on how you can join us on our next big dive adventure or Scuba Radio broadcast. Click on the Shop tab for special Scuba Radio pricing on Scuba Radio hats, jackets, shirts, and an assortment of unique items you won't find anywhere else. You can even get info on how to take scuba classes from a real live mermaid. So dive in now at scubaradio.com.
Scuba Radio. Scuba Radio.
Prepare to rig for dive.
Your surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
I would like to extend to you an invitation to the party.
We're going to have some fun without a dive.
At the party, scuba party.
Now don't stay behind. Don't get left out.
At the party, scuba party.
Now the scuba party is here and it's here to stay.
Party.
If you want some fun, it's the only way.
At the party, scuba party.
We're gonna dive in and swim all about, move around just like the top. Now at the party, a big, big party.
This is a party here on the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master, CJ, Mark, Tom in the studio. Vinny Two Tanks, Barry the Motor. Connected via the web. So we're having a good time today, reflecting on what we want to accomplish in 2018 as divers. And once again, I have a feeling we're gravitating back to lobster and hunting in that regard. Is that fair to say, CJ?
Sure, always.
Yeah, because you got a text from Barry And he's going to, what is he going to do?
Barry's going to teach me the lost art of, like, all right, when I first started catching lobster, I started with the tickle stick and the net. Then yeah. I saw how well you were doing with your looper, so then I switched to the looper.
Yeah.
And then I had a couple of skunks, got skunked a couple of trips. Then I came back. I did okay.
Yeah.
But I think I could do better with the, if I go back to the tickle stick and the net.
So Barry
just slays it, man.
Barry is a tickler.
Whenever There's we go no out, man, it. He is just killing it with that.
He is a good tickler. And he also lobster dives well, too. Hey, thank you. Yeah, okay. I don't know. You think...
I'll give it a shot.
So you want to put that on your list to
sure.
become a tickler for 2018?
I'll go back to being a tickler.
Uh-huh. Okay. And you're gonna instruct him properly, Barry? Is that...
He's going to get professional private instruction.
Okay. So he will be you're going to be his tickling guru or his Yoda tickler.
Oh yeah.
Okay. But Mark, are you a tickler?
No.
No. You're a looper?
I actually enjoy watching you, Greg. I get my camera out and film you. That's the funniest thing I've seen.
He's a filmer. He doesn't like to I don't think he does the whole thing. And then Navini Two Tanks, when he caught his monster lobster out on the left coast, I don't think you're allowed to use anything. You got to use your bare hands. Is
That's
that right?
Right? Yeah. Yeah, bare hand only.
So Vinny Two Tanks is a very manly lobster getter.
That's badass.
It is. And, I mean, you just have to snag them quickly. Do you use anything to distract them at all, Barry, or just have to sneak up on them?
Are they... Wait. Those left coast lobsters, are they spiny lobsters like ours?
Yeah, they are. California spiny lobsters. They look very similar. They're a slightly different color,
They
I
must
say.
Be more laid back if you can just, you know... grab them like that.
The water temperature is colder, and my theory is because of that they're slower,
and the Botox slows them down.
That's what a Florida lobster hunter would always say about a California spiny lobster hunter, is that the reason you catch more than me in Florida is because the lobsters are obviously slower because of the cold water. That would be your excuse. Yeah, both. And but you do have to catch them by hand. You can't use a looper, can't use a tickle stick or anything out there in California. When we were diving around Catalina Island, Butch, Vinny, and I, there were a lot of lobster. Some big boys, too. And but I didn't quite understand, like, gosh, you got to go in there and grab them by hand? That's going to be a little tricky.
Do they taste
the
same?
You got to be quick.
I don't know what they taste like because I don't think I've had a California spiny lobster, but I would assume they do. You got to be quick for sure. But I don't know. You've had Florida lobster, haven't you, Vinny?
No, I haven't tried it yet.
Really?
Oh, well, they're pretty similar.
I would think so.
Taste wise.
I mean, what does California spiny lobster taste like to you?
To me?
Yeah. I mean, how
like lobster.
Like lobster, of course.
Right.
Okay. Well, that's,
there you have it, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, that narrows it down. Right. Okay, well, yeah, and it's just one of the activities that are just a lot of fun to do, for sure. Now, all right, so you're going to be a tickler. Mark, did you have something on your list that you wanted to get out there? I think you said you had something on your New Year's resolution.
Oh, yeah, mostly my technique of diving. I would like to use my own gear for a change, because when I went with you last time, I had a series of unfortunate events.
Yes. Yeah, he had that, you know, he had that story that you can learn from my mistakes. Basically, in a nutshell, he left the hotel, grabbed the wrong bag, checked it all the way to the Turks and Caicos, said somebody had stolen his bag. This isn't my bag. It has your tag on it. Oh, well, someone snitched it, obviously.
It couldn't have been my fault.
Yeah, but it ended up.
But it was.
Yeah, kind of was. But you got your gear back.
I did.
Weren't able to use it.
Now I'm really ready to go.
For the entire trip. Yeah, so it's all packed up and ready to go still to this day. Is
ready
that right?
For the hammerheads, let me know.
Okay, all right. So Mark's got the hammerheads on his list.
I want to see the hammerhead, too.
All right, well, your list is getting pretty long there, CJ.
Just two things.
Yeah? Just what lobster hunting and hammerheads?
Yeah.
Oh, there's more than that. What about going back to, like, Curacao? After I just spent Curacao for Christmas,
That's really tempting.
Oh, my gosh. It'll
really
be great.
Tempting.
That'll be an awesome trip for all of us.
I've read about
working
it.
On it.
Never been there.
You've heard about it right here on the show.
That, too.
I've told
over it. And over again.
Exactly. It is funny. You know, over the holidays, I got some more of that kind of feedback.
I want to be douchey, too. You can't be the only douche.
Well, I'm super douche.
Right.
Super douchey.
Maybe I can just start as a regular level, entry level douche.
Yeah, I don't know. It takes a certain amount of pizzazz to kind of come right out of the chute and be super douchey like I was.
Like busting out on a ukulele?
It means, you know, ukulele. Hot, really cool. Like, that's what it means in Dutch, Caribbean, Papamento or whatever. That's what they called me when I was in Curacao. Ironically, the moniker stuck after got back home. They were still calling me douchey. Go figure. And on that note, we'll end it. Till next time, remember, it is always better. Where, gang?
Down where it's wetter.
Safe diving, everyone.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated.
Scuba Radio. This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.
The opinions you just heard on Scuba Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests.
Okay, you know what I just heard? Blah, 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 blah.
They are not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
Come on, quit yanking me.
Scuba diving does involve risk and should never be conducted without proper instruction and training.
Oh, what's the worst thing that could happen?
I could die.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at scubaradio.com.